And it's time to welcome my second guest on the programme today. Busy, busy programme today, isn't it? And her name is Alice, and she's from the Weymouth Samaritans. Good afternoon to you, Alice.
Good afternoon to you too. Thank you for having me here.
No, thank you for coming in. Tell us about the local Samaritans then, because I know where the office is in King Street in Weymouth. Obviously, that's where you operate from. Who runs the local Samaritans?
So we've got our director Dave, who's the kind of the main man, and then there's a sort of a team of us kind of below him with different roles within the branch. We've got a volunteer that looks after our prisons, so she does looks after the Vern as we support prisoners as well, teaching.
You don't think about that sort of thing.
Yeah,
when you
we
think
do.
Of Samaritans. You tend to think of somebody on the end of a phone. And it's,
do you know what
more
we?
To it than that,
because
it?
There's a lot of you know, obviously problems with, you know, suicide and you know, a lot of things obviously go on in prison. So we go there and actually teach prisoners to be listeners themselves. So that's something that is, you know, that is
That's
offered
fantastic.
As well. So there's a team that run that. We've got an outreach team, so we're out in the community. So we support, you know, the national telephone line, but also out in the community doing events, doing some face-to-face for people that are happy to you know, to talk to us. Because we used to run face-to-face within the branch, but sort of since lockdown, it's been a little bit difficult to get that going again. Bigger cities do that have got a lot more listeners. But you know, we do that as well. So there's a team of, you know, we've got a lady that looks after our well-being as well within the listeners.
Yeah, I was going to
you know?
Say, it's a bit like being a social worker, really, isn't
you know,
it?
Get,
you know,
yeah.
you know, got to be careful not to let the work get on top of you, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely. But we, you know, we've got a really good team behind us to, you know, to give us sort of some help and support as well, you know, if we need it. So we're well looked after.
So roughly how many volunteers operate from your branch?
So we've got about 45 active listening volunteers. We also have a team of friends of the branch as well and support who you know, give up all their time. It's all volunteering. Even Dave, the director, you know, that's a massive role. He's a volunteer as well. So, you know, there's about there's two of us on a shift at any one time, so you're never on your own. You know, you're there for each other, you know, if you need it as well. So you're never alone in the branch. We've been there for over 50 years now.
In that building,
wow. Yes. So it's
now
got
we
a
tend
lot
to
of
think
history.
Of, you know, the Samaritans, you know, late night phone calls, ringing somebody when you're feeling down. You know, in general, what sort of calls do you get on the phone line?
Obviously, I can't say too much, but we, you know, we're out there as a listening ear, giving emotional support to anybody who needs it, you know, 24/7.
What sort of problems are people ringing you with? Is it financial these days? Or, 'cause, I mean, there's a lot going on in the community. People are really struggling at the moment, aren't they?
Do you know what? They've been struggling for a long time. So it's, you know, we get the phones don't stop ringing 24/7. You know, they ring all the time. And, it, you know, there's a lot of mental health. You know, there's all sorts of reasons.
I guess workplace
phones.
Problems, that sort
yeah,
of thing as well.
Yeah, you know, we're there to listen. We don't give advice. You know, we're there to listen and help support, you know, support people.
And is that what most people want, just a listening ear, really?
Absolutely, they do. Just to know somebody's there, especially when other places are closed, you know, that maybe their support worker, their support team isn't running all night for them. You know, other, you know, charities or organisations, you know, they don't work 24 hours a day. So we're there for when people really need us, when they can't reach anybody else.
And what about people who are on their own? Loneliness, that must be a big issue these days as well. We're told yeah. a lot more people are living on their own.
Yeah, there is, you know, it's really, you know, rewarding for us talking to somebody that's on their own. And, you know, we have some lovely conversations, you know, with some really, you know, interesting people out there. And just have that little bit of, you know, interaction, whether it's for
well,
10
just,
minutes, 20
just
minutes.
Sort of answered the next question. Was I going to say, what do you get out of it? Obviously,
wow,
you get
yes.
as much as the person on the other end of the phone sometimes from what you just
I've
said.
I've learned a massive since
have
being
you?
A Samaritan myself. Yeah, you just to get that little insight, it's a real privilege having a little insight into someone's life, I can't tell you. It really is. You know, it's a real privileged thing to be able to do.
And are you looking for more volunteers at the moment?
We are, yes, we are. We've, you know, lost a lot during, during, you know, lockdown. People, you know, there's a bit of fruition like there is in any charity. So you can, if you are interested, it's, we ask about 3 hours a week for, you know, for coming
bad,
in.
Yeah.
And the training is phenomenal. It's a really interesting training. And, you know, you're stepped through, everything's very stepped. So you have a mentor afterwards, after your initial training. So you're not in at the deep end.
Just talking about support and, you know, the support that you get as well, because this must, you could end up taking the problems home with you, couldn't you, very easily the counsellor role, because you are really counsellors, aren't you?
Well, we are, but we don't, you know, like you say, we don't give advice. You know, we're not, none of us are trained. We all come from very different backgrounds in life, you know, so, you know, all different kind of jobs. And where we are confidential within the Samaritans, you know, I think as well, listeners, you know, they can, you know, talk to us maybe about things that they can't say to, you know, their family members or friends.
That they wouldn't feel comfortable with.
Yeah, and that's right.
To their best
mate
down the pub or something.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, they tell us things that, you know, maybe that they wouldn't tell other people, so...
Now, all this costs money, obviously.
It does indeed,
and
yes.
You told me off air before we started the interview, probably about £40,000 a year.
Yeah, over that to, you know, to for us to... you know, to be able to operate, really.
That's quite a lot of money. How do you go about raising that?
So we've had an amazing Chesil Rocks festival, which has supported us for the last 10 years, and extremely grateful of them. They've done a massive job and a huge chunk of money, and we've also get grant money. We have a lovely lady called Di, who runs our plants at Upway Wishing Well, and she's done that for quite a few years now, and she's got a team of growers who grow little tiny plug plants or things a bit better, and they're a bit bigger, and they're all sold at the Wishing Well. So they've been doing that, and that's I think it's about £6,000 we had last year.
That's a lot of money, isn't it?
Oh, it's an amazing amount of money. And look, and people are very,
and people get the fun of growing these plants as well.
Yeah,
so it's a win-win situation.
And we're so grateful of the people that buy them as well, and they get some really, you know, lovely plants down there.
Yeah,
you know, we have bingo quizzes, you know, that kind of the fun things as well, and raffles. We do the fair in the square, so we have a tombola there most Mays. So we're always reaching out to get some more money in the pot, and this is why I've done a calendar.
Did you produce the calendar?
I did indeed.
Did you take the photographs?
Do you know, not me, one of my very good friends, a chap called Paul Wyman, and a couple of professional photographers who gave me their images. And my next door neighbour is a graphic designer, and he works for Epic Print in Dorchester, and I asked him to help me earlier this year, said would he help me put this together. So he very kindly helped me, and I got each month sponsored, so that has paid for the printing cost of the calendar. So local businesses, DJ Properties, Precision Engineering, there's 12 of them, Wrist Stop. Do you want me to tell all of them? Or there's a big list of all our sponsors.
Now they've got to buy the calendar to find
true,
that
Direct
out.
Moves. Yeah. They've sponsored each month. So it's all profit. £10.
Fantastic.
£10 each. And they're Dorset images.
Tell us about some of the images then. What can we expect to see on the calendar?
We've got Dirtle Door at Dawn, which was taken in January. They're all taken in the months they were actually taken as well, which I think is quite special. Lovely West Bay. View to Abbotsbury to Portland. We've got Maiden Castle and Binkham. We've got Minton Gardens for our October. Portland Bill, you can't have, you know, calendar
you
without
can't
Portland.
Have a Dorset calendar.
You can't
without
have
Portland
it without
Bill.
Portland Bill.
No, that's essential. Isn't
and
it?
And Weymouth Harbour, you know, so
fantastic.
We've got 12 really, really, and it's all sustainable paper as
and
well.
And how much does it cost?
They're £10.
That's a bargain.
So
there's a
whole load of places there available as well. So
rattle off some of the places.
Very,
if you
very
would be
lucky.
So kind.
Zone, the fitness centre on the Granby. We've got Island Garden Nurseries, the Palm House in Weymouth, the Dry Dock, Chic Salon, the Clock Dentist. The Nationwide in Weymouth and Dorchester, the NatWest in Weymouth, Turk's Head Spice Ship, Craig's Farm, The Reef Cafe at Ringstead, Burton Bradstock Village Shop, the John Gregory Gould Cafe, Garden Set in Weymouth, Clark's Windows here in Dorchester, Groves Garden Centre, Bridport, Simmonsbury Information Centre, the Rope Makers in Bridport, Loose Moose. Honestly, it's incredible.
That's fantastic.
This is due to my dear dad, who's 86 almost, and he's the one that's... managed to get all these outlets for me. They won't say no to an old man, you see.
Is that what it is? I must try that tactic sometime. Well, Alice, it's great to talk to you today. Good luck with the calendar.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for coming in. You've got the calendar there, so.
And you can pay.
I think I shall be purchasing. Can I buy that one from you?
You can't. Well, I've got a brand new one in the car.
You've got a new one in the car. Okay. I'm thinking I'll probably send it to my sister in Australia.
Oh, they've gone to Australia, New Zealand, and America.
So they're all around the world.
Yeah, absolutely.
Fantastic. So we'll put all this information on our website if that's okay.
Yeah, perfect.
And there's a number here as well that you're going to give us, isn't it?
So our branch is 770-598. So if you've got any questions about the Samaritans or wanting to volunteer or just support our branch in fundraising or any other way, we would so much like to hear from you.
So it's 01305, obviously.
Yeah.
770-598. Lovely.
Thanks, Rob.
Alice, thank you very much for coming in today. Lovely to meet you. I met your mum last week.
And you do an amazing job here.
Thank you very much indeed. Perhaps we could do with some advice on your sales tactics. Lovely to talk to you. Thanks for taking the trouble to come into the studio.
Good to be here.
Bye-bye.